Hey, and welcome to episode 83 of the Sober Dad Podcast. Before we get started, like, share, subscribe, follow on Rumble, subscribe on YouTube, and you can contact me at SoberDadPod on X or contact me via email at SoberDadPodcast@gmail.com. Today, I am tired. It has been a long week. Had a medical thing on Tuesday, still recovering from that. The kids have all been taking turns being sick still. Our 2-year-old, he was pretty sick for like a day. He seems much better now, but it was pretty sad. He had like that 1,000-mile stare and was just kind of, usually he's very hyperactive and busy, and he was just miserable and laying around. So I think I still have some of that going on. My wife still kind of has that, and being pregnant on top of that. And she's been crazy busy at work. So it's been kind of a one-man show with the kids this week. And me being on like physically limited on what I'm supposed to be able to do or can do. And then the kids being sick and stuff. It's been a long week. And it's coming to a close soon, thankfully. But yeah, I'm exhausted. Still doing the push-ups, just improvised because I can't do normal push-ups. So I do like incline push-ups. And today's day 103. So we're getting there. We're approaching a third of the way through the year. So it's been cool. Been good. I took a before picture at the beginning of the year, so I'm curious. I can already see a difference in my chest and everything just from doing the push-ups, so I'm curious as to what things will look like at the end of the year, and maybe I'll post that. But my wife's not a big fan of me posting pictures on the internet in general, and I doubt she would appreciate a shirtless selfie, so that might have to be something, I don't know, on the DL or something different. I don't know. It just depends. But yeah, as far as topics go, this is a Friday show, so it's going to be a little shorter. I am working on a more involved show for Monday. It's going to be a solo show again, but I'm actually doing some research on a topic that I'm pretty passionate about. So once I have that all compiled and ready to go, then I will do an episode on that. So keep an eye out for that on Monday. But today, I was more so just wanting to talk about something that's kind of been on my mind. It's election year, so obviously, as the closer we get to November, things are going to get kind of crazy in the media, and just in general, it always happens that way. It's happened that way forever for all elections, and this one's no different. But something I noticed, and one of my old triggers was like political stuff, politics, and it doesn't bother me the way it used to anymore. But something I noticed on X recently was that similar to 2020 with the riots and all that stuff, and what instigated that whole thing, there was a main media outlet that posted something that was apparently body cam footage of somebody dying, and the date that this happened was 2 years ago, and it just kind of makes me wonder, like, why are they doing that now? So I guess my thing with that, if this is stuff that triggers you, then definitely stay away from it. But when interacting on the internet and looking at news and everything, the important thing to do is to, before you react, to actually take in all the available information. And like literally on the picture that they posted of the incident, there's a date on there that said 2022. So to me, it just looks like a blatant attempt at trying to instigate something or to get people riled up, because that gets clicks, that gets views, all that jazz. So I mean, that was just something quick I wanted to talk about, was just, if you see something online, just make sure that you get all your ducks in a row, all your facts together before commenting on it, because I saw a whole bunch of people sharing it and being like, I can't believe this is happening again, blah, 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 here we go again. And it turns out that it happened 2 years ago. I guess the footage might have just been available now, but the fact that everyone was trying to make this out to be like some big thing, like they dated the article yesterday and it happened like in, I think it was like November of 2022. So, but yeah, people started freaking out, and it luckily enough people pointed that out. I was one of them. I made sure that if I saw somebody post that, I was like, hey, by the way, this happened in 2022. Just to make sure that more eyes got on that. And it seems like it's working now, because now that I see people sharing it, most people, when they share it, put the date on there. So at least there's that. That's one way you can fight back against that kind of thing, if that's your thing. If you are just on X to lurk, for lack of a better word, where you just scroll through and read things, like things, whatever, that's fine. You don't have to get involved in that kind of stuff. But as somebody that used to be very involved in that stuff, and I used to fly off the handle at the slightest thing without doing any research or anything into it, I just be careful getting into that thing. And if this is, like I said, something that is a trigger for you, it's going to get worse. And it's going to continue to get worse until probably well after November. Because regardless of who wins this time around, I don't think either side is going to accept that that's the outcome. So just be careful with that. And just be smart out there. Don't trust anyone inherently unless they've proven themselves to you time and time again. And on that note, I wanted to quickly touch on some, you know, more sobriety related stuff. I decided to reread the 12 and 12, you know, one of the AA books that has the 12 steps and 12 traditions in it. And I'm thinking about resurrecting my previous attempt at going through each of the 12 steps and possibly even the 12 traditions. So that might be a 24-part thing, or it could be a 12-part thing. I might do like step one and tradition one. I did one episode, if you're watching this on video, that was it was audio only back then, but I did do the first step, and I was thinking about, you know, revisiting that now that it's been about 6 months or so, and I've got more sobriety, more time to reflect, and things like that. So I'm thinking about revisiting those and actually make, like, finishing the full attempt, because like I said, I only did step one on the podcast, so I think I'll kind of go through all of them. And obviously I don't talk too much about AA, and to be honest, I'm not that involved anymore. I've kind of worked through the steps on my own at my own pace, because when I did have a sponsor, it just wasn't going well. My lifestyle and my I guess more my situation just doesn't work well with relying on somebody else and having to go at somebody else's pace, because it just didn't work. Every time we tried to get together, the kids were an issue, or it was just, I was taking too much away from my family. And I know that sobriety is very important. It is still very important to me, obviously, because I'm still sober, but it just wasn't working out that way. So I decided to work the steps on my own. And I know that's much to the chagrin of a lot of people in AA. I've heard it plenty of times, but that's the thing about AA, is that there's nothing about sponsors in the big book, because that was something that came after. And if you need a sponsor, and I suggest everyone get a sponsor, at least try it out. Don't try to do it alone. But I just found that I tend to do things better at my own pace, given my lifestyle, having 4 young kids, soon to be 5, and barely even enough time to do this. So I would advise getting a sponsor, but regardless, I don't have a sponsor, but I've done the steps. I kind of went up to amends, and I still make amends as I feel they're needed. But I've also gone, you know, past that step. But the important thing for me in doing the steps was definitely taking inventory. And I mean, I did step 5 first, so I was never, before I even knew what it was, so I was never really one to do the steps in order, I guess. I guess it's step 1 first, because I knew I had a problem and it wasn't getting better. And then I step 5'd my wife, and then I went to AA and started doing the things and taking inventory and all that stuff. So Yeah, I've kind of jumped all over the place with the steps. But as far as once I joined AA, I started doing them in order. And I mean, I guess I did a step five with my sponsor before we stopped working together. So, yeah, it's a thing. But the steps are good. I like the steps. So that's why I want to do episodes on them. I think everyone can benefit from doing them with or without a sponsor. But like I said, if you're new to sobriety, it's a good idea to get a sponsor because they will show you the ropes and help you, especially with like step four, actually do a proper inventory and make sure you get down into the nitty gritty. I mean, mine, I did pretty well in my opinion. I didn't need too much guidance because I went to the, like the micro details and went through everything. So, I still revisit it sometimes just in case, like I feel another resentment or something creeping up, but it's, you know, it's not a big deal. Now, if I have any resentments, it's usually someone very close to me and I just talk to them about my problems instead of hiding away and drinking. So, and that's the benefit of doing the steps is once you feel a resentment coming on or something, then you can actually, you know how to deal with it instead of pushing it down and then it explodes. You can actually be like, you know what? Yeah, this is my problem. Or, you know what? Like, yeah, I'm not doing okay. This is what happened. This is what I didn't like. Things like that. It makes it so much easier. I still have a problem sometimes sugarcoating things. Like when it comes to my wife, if she does something that I don't like, and I think part of that is my past. I mean, the things that I put her through and all that. Sometimes I feel like, oh, who am I to like judge her or whatever you want to call it, but like, so I have a hard time speaking up sometimes about things that bother me, and then she'll notice my demeanor or whatever, and then obviously I'll just eventually tell her. But yeah, I'm still working on the whole being like upfront immediately about it, that when it comes to her, if somebody else has something, I'll be like, hey, I don't like that or whatever. But when it comes to my wife, I still tend to sugarcoat it a little bit. So something I'm working on, and it's not like it's a all the time thing. Like, it's very rare that she does something that I'm like, hey, but yeah, so that's a work in progress for me. So yeah, wanted to just set the stage for doing those episodes and hopefully, you know, start healing up, feeling better, not being so tired. Because, you know, with the kids being sick, they've been all sporadic with their sleep schedules, you know, throw up in the middle of the night and waking up several times a night to check on the kids and do all this stuff. And the kids coming into bed because they don't feel good and getting kicked and punched and elbowed and nudged. And so it's been an interesting week, but every day is a blessing. And we like being parents so much, we figured one more, why not? So we are going to get through whatever this sickness, stomach flu, bug thing is. I think all the kids are on the mend. And, you know, I'm feeling a little better every day. So I'm sure that everything is looking up from here. The weather's finally starting to get better. Getting the kids outside a little more every day. I mean, lately in the backyard because they're sick. But, you know, the park's right around the corner down the street. So it'll be nice to actually get outside and get some more vitamin D, especially up here in Oregon, where it seems to be always dreary and stuff, leading, you know, the whole winter and into the early bit of spring. But it's finally starting to seem that spring is actually here now. I mean, it's sunny outside now. It's not really warm, but it's warmer than it has been. So, yeah. Oh, and I hope everybody had fun at the eclipse or whatever. I can't even remember what day it is now. It's Friday. Yeah. So yes, little lack of sleep and everything has been rough. But with that, I think I'll call this an episode. And yes, stay tuned for Monday. I will have a more cohesive, generalized topic for you that has everything. But I guess the takeaway from this episode is when you're on the internet and stuff, don't immediately trust things you see. Do some research on it to make sure before you fly off, especially now because a bunch of weird crap's going to start coming out. People are going to start saying all kinds of things just to get people riled up. That's American politics for you. And also, if you are doing the steps or want to do the steps, I suggest a sponsor, but you don't need one. At least I didn't, and no two recoveries are the same. So if you're having trouble finding a sponsor or getting a sponsor, just start doing the steps. That's, you know, that's what I did. And then I found a sponsor, and then we went, they're probably going to make you start over. So just to warn you, but even having already done them makes them doing them again that much easier, and you might find something you missed. So regardless if you have a sponsor or not, if you're new to recovery, you can start doing the steps. And then once you get a sponsor, they will do it however they want to do it. But until Monday, remember to raise your kids and not glasses.